choosing the time periods was easy and natural in a way, because there are these very iconic moments in Palestinian history that really stand out. And so because I already knew that I wanted to open the film with a protest, I immediately thought about the First Intifada, which is one of those huge moments in Palestinian history that I think not a lot of people know a lot about. So I thought, okay, what if we open the film in 1987 when the First Intifada began, and we're following this teenage boy, and then we flash back to 1948 to tell the story of how he ended up at that protest. But to tell that story, we have to tell the story of his grandfather, which is 1948. And that is the moment in time that I really wanted to tell, because that is the origin of Palestinian dispossession and Palestinian suffering. So I always knew 1948 had to be a time period. From there, I thought at first that maybe I would jump to 1967, which is when Israel occupied the rest of historic Palestine. But what I realized was that I didn't want to tell the story of the beginning of the occupation. I wanted to tell a story about a family living under occupation. So I wanted the occupation to kind of already be in effect. And I wanted it to, because the occupation got worse over time. So I wanted there to be kind of certain things that had already been put in place, like administrative processes and, you know, things that we see in the film that are big obstacles for our characters. So I decided on the 1970s so that I could really focus on the family, because ultimately all of these historical periods are really in the background, because the story is about a family surviving all of this political upheaval, right? So it's about how a family is shaped by these historical events and how they ultimately survive them. So I chose the 1970s, and then we go back to the 1980s to find out what happened to that teenage boy at the beginning of the film. And then we jump forward after that to, originally it was going to be present day, but then I made it 2022. Because I wanted it to be kind of contemporary and, you know, many, many decades later, and we're basically following the family over almost 80 years of history in order to see how all of the events that they've endured have shaped them and changed them.